back to the last time you wrote something. Maybe it was a document for work, maybe a message to a friend, maybe you wrote a grocery list. But did you use a pen or did you type it? Writing by hand, particularly among young people and children, is actually on the decline. In fact, some pediatricians say because children use electronics so much, they're finding it hard to actually hold pencils. Yeah, they can't even hold a pencil. So how about the role handwriting plays in learning and development? Molly Gallegos with St. Luke's Children's Hospital Rehabilitation is joining me live in studio to talk more about this trend. Welcome, Molly.
Hi, thank you.
Are you really seeing this where kids are having a hard time being able to hold a pen or a pencil and write?
Well, as occupational therapists, we work with children that have fine motor needs. Mm-hmm. So we do run into children that have global developmental delays in general. I did work in the school system as well. And even typical kids sometimes come in and they're just not prepared because there's so much technology out there today. So early intervention is huge. It's very important to get our kids using their fine motor skills, and handwriting is one of those skills.
So when we talk about, you know, learning early, right? Uh-huh. When should we be putting a crayon or a pencil into a kiddo's hand?
Well, we start as soon as they can start using their hands and isolate their fingers is the great time to start working on those developmental skills. So for my children, I use puffs and they can practice those pincers grasp skills just on little, tiny little pieces of food.
Okay, so you're talking about, I mean, that's like nine
Absolutely.
Months old, 10 months,
yep.
I mean, a year with the Cheerios and all of that. So it's not just putting a pen in their hand. It's those motor skills.
Yes, there's foundational skills, actually quite a few skills that children need to develop up to the point of actually holding a pen. So we work with the developmental progress of pincer skills and then, the grasping patterns. Mm-hmm. And there's a few that they go through in the stages of development with handwriting. So we encourage parents from early on, just get those hands moving. Let's put stickers on paper. Let's use short broken pieces of chalk and crayons and write on vertical surfaces, and all these kinds of activities really help promote that skill development.
Now, what about this idea that, I mean, so like my kiddos, for example, my oldest going into fifth grade, I think since about second or third grade, you know, they were introduced to having things like, you know, tablets, Chromebooks mm-hmm. in the classroom, working on that. I mean, also mm-hmm. writing.
Right.
But electronics are introduced into the classroom. It is a part of learning in this day and age.
Yes.
And I mean, in fact, I think I read a recent study that there are some universities that are, because of student request, that tests are being taken electronically.
Mm-hmm.
So how in the world do we even combat this?
Yeah. And I think it's almost the opposite problem with that. With young kids, they're having to be taught how to use the computers to complete those tests. So, you have a two-sided problem with that. But, like I said, we just need to focus on really going back to the basics of development and making sure our kids are using their hands and they're not having regression in that skill development. When I was working in the schools, I found that children really, the really critical point of working on those fine motor skills for handwriting was up until age 3. And then we started looking at adaptive equipment such as keyboarding or other types of voice to text kind of options for them.
Because if they're not learning those fine motor skills, right, mm-hmm. or if it's delayed, mm-hmm. and if it's a kid that doesn't have, you know, certain issues, they're just using electronics a lot, so maybe that's a little delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a domino effect into other learning abilities in the sense of, like, I mean, I don't know, because I think about, like, with math, I mean, you're
right.
still needing to use a pencil sometimes. I
Absolutely.
Mean, things like that.
Mm-hmm. You think about, the use of graph paper or using protractors or, you know, those types of skills are involved. And, you know, the actual physical act of writing down actually is processed differently in the brain. So you're actually learning better when you're writing by hand. It's kinesthetic learning. You can use multisensory learning strategies, and it's been proven to affect long-term memory of those skills more. So it's more than just actually even fine motor development. It's creativity, attention to task.
Okay, so it affects how you learn.
Absolutely.
Bottom line.
Yes, it's affecting the neurological system. So it's huge. It's very important.
But here in Idaho, I mean, kids are they're they're learning how to write. They're mm-hmm. learning cursive because some school districts have even taken cursive away. Mm-hmm. But that is something that we still see in our schools.
The cursive. Yes, we do.
And that's is it important to even go so far as you need to learn cursive?
That is not necessarily, in my opinion, something that all children must be taught to do. There are some children that actually print better in cursive, and there are some that just don't and find it more challenging. So I feel that it's very important to teach them the skill. Whether or not they continue with that task is up to them and their learning style.
So I want to let everyone know I'm speaking with Molly Gallegos with St. Luke's Children's Hospital Rehabilitation. We're talking about the necessity of handwriting when it comes to kids, because it's something that's kind of going by the wayside in this age of technology that we live in. If you have questions or comments, you can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us, KBSX91.5. Use the hashtag IdahoMatters. So Molly, what do parents need to know? And when it comes to, you know, if your kiddo is progressing at the proper place, because
right.
I'll be honest, they go to school. If the teacher contacts me about something, then I'll, you know, deal with it. But I've
right.
never thought about, well, are they where they need to be when it comes to holding a pencil? I mean,
absolutely.
I just figure that's what they're doing in school.
Absolutely. And it's just important to be proactive with it, just to be aware of what a functional grasp, for example, looks like, because a grasp can make a big difference in the efficiency of writing. Some children have pain. They might cause them to put too much pressure or not enough pressure on their writing utensil. So simply just looking, are they holding their pencil using a dynamic tripod grasp? And there are other efficient grasps as well. But if they're holding it in an awkward way that is causing them to not want to write or not have motivation or have pain, those are some red flags that we need to work on things.
And I know it's radio, not TV, so we can't visually show everyone when you talk about that tripod grasp, but it's got to be what we all learned as a kid with the I have a pen and I'm holding it like this,
thumb.
Right?
With yep.
the so it's that index finger and that mm-hmm. thumb connecting, and then you have the middle finger that holds it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that got pounded into all of us
yes.
as kids.
Yes.
But with that, and you notice this in smaller children, you don't automatically naturally hold a pencil in that grip.
Yeah, not all children do.
So correct. Is that a concern, or is it like this is the best way to hold a pencil? And when and what do they mature into this grip?
They do. We'd like to see that grip develop between about ages 4 to 6. There's a big variety in development. And there's, like I said, there's a progression of the grasp patterns that we see. Younger children will have a full, we call it palm
grasp. It's
kind of
like the fist. They hold that. They hold
yep.
their pencil with a fist.
And that's normal up to a certain age. But if they're fisting it at age 5, that's a concern. We might need to step up, and it might be as simple as doing some fine motor manipulative activities and using a pencil grip.
But is it also teaching them how to use it? Because
yes.
it is not natural. I mean, it's natural just to pick it up almost in that fisted grip. I mean, you can't write very well. But is it just that teaching and that repetition?
Yes. And children need to be shown how to hold it. We do a lot of correcting because it might go from the fisted. Some children naturally do that. Other children will need to be taught more. So it's really, you can have a very typical child and they might have developed a bad habit of how they're grasping.
So, you know, here kids are, I mean, where everybody uses electronics, and then they're in the schools as part of learning as well, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, but it's, so bottom line, is it that just knowing, just being aware as a parent and maybe having them practice a little bit more at home sometimes? Because I thought it was fascinating when you said it affects how you learn.
It does, yes. And I strongly believe anything that's taught in school needs to be reinforced at home, including the handwriting. And, if it depends on how much practice they're getting in school. I wouldn't assume as a parent that they're getting all the practice that they need. And you just need to sit down with your children and make sure they're holding their pencil the correct way. Make sure their hands look like they're not fatiguing. There's all sorts of resources online. I know we can't show visuals, but
you can go online
Google
and you
dynamic
can, yeah.
tripod
okay.
grasp and kind of the developmental stages, what they look like, and just keep an eye on that.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today, Molly. Interesting subject, especially as parents and as kiddos start to head back to school.
Absolutely.
So Molly Gallegos with St. Luke's Children's Hospital Rehabilitation, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.